Good morning, Audioboo World. This is Robert. It is Saturday morning, the 3rd of November. I put an idea out there last night, and some of you may not have even got to it yet because there hasn't been that much time between then and now. The idea was that we use Audioboo in order to capture a moment in our time, a single moment, a minute, 90 seconds, whatever it is, across the world, but the same 90 seconds, so, you know, synchronised to GMT, 12 o'clock GMT, 1 o'clock in Europe, Western Europe, 5 o'clock, no, not 5 o'clock, hang on, where are we, 5 hours back from there would be, 7 o'clock in the morning on US Eastern Time, some ridiculous time in the middle of the night in Western Time. Anyway, capture a moment so we can hear what the world sounds like for that one moment on that day. I've had some positive responses back from a number of people. The ones who've done it publicly are Dizzy Thinker and Braille Snail. And I hope this is something which will capture everybody's imagination. First thing I want to say is, I said, you know, I wouldn't mind organising this. However, in my mind, this has grown overnight into something a bit bigger. And I see no reason why we can't pull in people all around the world on this. However, in order to do that, this needs to be a community-led thing. And I think it is absolutely appropriate that it is a community-led thing anyway. There are people out there with all sorts of skills who can help make this happen. I'm happy to act as maybe a point of coordination, if that is appropriate to do it. Tell me if it's not. But, you know, maybe in terms of sort of, you know, saying, well, you know, maybe this is the timetable that we need to be working to, and at least suggesting people to get on board in the early days and getting things started, then I'm happy to do that. But I think we really need to use the expertise and knowledge and interest and enthusiasm and things that are already out there within the Audioboo community in order to make this happen. So this weekend, I'm not going to leap too far ahead of ourselves, but this weekend is the what, where, how, who, why sort of point. This is what is it that we want to do? How are we going to do it? What is it going to be called? Where are we going to put it? All of that sort of stuff. And any ideas that anybody can contribute to this would be most warmly received. Feel free to post them publicly. I'm going to be using the hashtag A Moment for the development of this. It may not be the hashtag that's used when we actually come to do it, but I think just in order to sort of keep track of people's thoughts on it, if people can use A Moment, hashtag A-M-O-M-E-N-T, that would be great. In terms of the date to do, Dizzy Thinker has suggested two really interesting ideas, and I've invited her to think of others if need be, and I would invite everybody else to do the same. But I think the first of these is a really, really great idea. It's quite tight for us to sort it out, but I think it might work, and that is the 12th of the 12th, 12. So, and we could even do, if we're synchronising this by GMT, then we could even have 12:12 on the 12th of the 12th, 12, or 12 o'clock on the 12th of the 12th, 12. So that's an idea. The other one she suggested was and I may have got the wrong calendar here, but the end of the Mayan calendar, and I'm not totally sure when this is, but hopefully Dizzy Thinker will enlighten me at some point this morning. And that could be used as a point to pin it on. Open to other ideas. Personally, at the moment, my favourite is the 12th of the 12th, 12. Because it also gives us a challenge in how far can we get this in a month. Well, there are lots of practicalities to think about, but let's just get the ideas out there, the ideas on the table. What I'm thinking is this weekend is for ideas, next weekend is for practicalities, making preparations and practicalities, putting it together, all the P's. And then succeeding weekends would be publicising it and taking it forward. I've got a couple of people in mind who I want to ask specifically for advice on publicising it. However, this needs to be an inclusive project, not an exclusive project. So when I say, you know, I'm going to ask somebody specific, it's just because I've got people who I follow or people who follow me who I can think of who would be really good at this. But equally, if you are listening to this and you're not one of those people, then please get in touch and you know, put your ideas on the table too. So hopefully by the end of this weekend we'll have a big mix of ideas and we'll be able to pull something out of it, either by the fact that it's the favourite idea that's come out, or it's either it's the favourite idea, or it's just one which, if there isn't any consensus on it, or it's one that along with those people who've expressed real excitement on this to me, that it's the one that we think might work. Now, I was talking in terms of weekends. We all have things that we do in the week, don't we? Some have more than others. People have work or school or college or university or other activities that they do during the day. And I know that if I said we're going to do X, Y, and Z in the week, I would actually find I'm too tired to do it or something, or I'm too busy with work. So I think in terms of planning, we need to tie this around weekends as much as possible. And I'm not saying that people don't have stuff at weekends. I know people do. But I think it's probably going to be slightly easier if we at least put our milestones at the weekends. It doesn't mean that things can't happen during the week, but these are the points at which we check back on and where we touch base with each other. Right, I'm not going to talk anymore, but please, please bombard Audioboo. Bombard the audio boo waves, the boo waves, the boo streams, whatever it is, with ideas. If you don't want to float something publicly, then by all means DM me. But I think this should be something that develops in public on audio boo. So go to it, please.